suppose at this time of year, thereabout, somebody would have a bar mitzvah, a boy would turn bar mitzvah, and he would have a whole affair. Let's say, for argument, you know, Derech Moshe, let's say there'd be something going on, 7 o'clock at night, you have a whole suda sit down to the whole event, and the suda, at the end of the culmination of the suda, they come to benching, and he's still a katan, so he can't go ahead, he can't lead the mezumin, but he's finishing off the suda, and the suda will carry on. Now, this is before Shkia, should he go ahead and bench then, or should he be waiting till later on in the evening? And the question, really, the crux of the matter is as follows. The Kfeger, the Chasmus Adam, Chaznish, and others clear on along similar lines, and slightly different variations, they clear a simple question. We have the Sikh Parsha, the Chiyav of Birch Samazim, which is Midiraisa, if somebody has eaten and satiated themselves, they ate enough to be full. He's Mevachalta, the Savata Virachta, you eat, you're full. Virachta, you have to bench Birch Samazim when you eat that shear. Now, the question is, how do we understand the Pasuk? The two parts, the two elements, the Virachalta, you have to eat, the Savata, you have to be full, and then comes the Chiyav, Virachta, the Shemalikacha. How do we understand this? One ingredient is Vachalta, one ingredient is Visavata. Is the Torah, is the intent of the Torah to tell you that you have to eat? Eat when you eat, when you meet the first condition, the eating, that alone is enough to Mechayiv Birch Samazin. When you eat it enough, the sheer of how much you have to eat, if you eat enough that you're full, that's how much eating is Mechayiv. But the primary ingredient here is the act of eating, that's Mechayiv Birch Samazin. Or quite the opposite, is Visavata, when you eat enough that you're full, so the fact that you're satiated, the fact that you feel full, that alone is something which is Mechayiv Birch Samazin. The Chila is just the definition of what type of satiation you would need. If somebody would inject himself with food somehow, without eating it, that would be an exception. It would not be included in Vichalta, but the primary reason why someone's going ahead and benching is based on the Visavata aspect as opposed to Vichalta. And Rikega gives three different scenarios that could have an afkamina all along the same lines. Scenario number one is this case. What happens if somebody eats when he is less than bar mitzvah? He's not mechuyev midirais to go ahead and bench, and now he turns, he's still full. He went ahead and finished his eating while he was a katan, and now he's a gadol. He's full while he's a gadol. Is it chiyev to bench midirais or midirabanan? Scenario number two, somebody goes ahead, he's in the process of becoming a ger, and right before he finishes becoming a ger, he goes ahead and eats. He ate while he was not a bar chiyuva, he was not Jewish at all. He goes ahead and now he's full and he is a yid. The fact that he's now full from eating while he's a yid is that enough to mechayev birch samazin? A third case is the case of an einin, somebody who is in an immediate period of time after the death of a kariv. He doesn't do any mitzvahs whatsoever, so he doesn't make any bracha. He goes ahead, he eats, he makes no bracha. Now he ate, he's full, and now it's past the time of kvura, so now he should go ahead and begin making brachas once again. But he has finished eating. Do we say we go at the time of eating? Primary ingredient here is the eating. He ate while he was pater, there's no birch samazin. Or do we say that since the birch, at this point he's full because he has eaten, so right now he's full, it's been the shear right afterwards, he's still full from what he ate. At that point, okay, at that point he still should be going ahead and benching. Now in that one scenario we have a clear halacha. The halacha is in fact by an einin. In this specific case, we know that somebody who was full and the kudur took place, and immediately afterwards he's still full from the eating he had prior to the burial. In this case, halacha is clear, one goes ahead and does make a birch samazin in such a scenario. But this may not be a right for those two cases, because an einin essentially really is mechayiv. Kager points out that an einin essentially is mechayiv in making brachas. There's an overarching tour because he is an einin, he's immune from all mitzvahs. But really the chiv is there, as opposed to a katan or a ger, who essentially are not mechayiv b'chlal. Kager takes it a step further. He says, a katan, okay, so you can wonder, what's the big deal? Look, he has to bench either way, be it the rabbanan, be it the raisa, he has to bench, so what's the big deal? He'll bench either way. It may not get one out of the problem, because if one benches prior to turning into gol that night, so he's turning bar mitzvah, so he ate, he had the vachalta, so he goes ahead and he benches now while he's a katan. That benching is only fulfilling his obligation as a katan. As a katan, he's only doing it on the level of the rabbanan, not the raisa, he's not a bar chiyuva. Now he turns bar mitzvah, he's mechayiv the raisa. The fact that he went ahead and he benched while he was a katan may very likely not suffice to pater him from his obligation of chiyuv the raisa of birch samazin. That being the case, Jacob is tarachim adina. And therefore, any katan who finds himself the night of his bar mitzvah eating a suda should wait to avoid the suffix, should avoid by making any birch samazin until after he's become a gadol, assuming he ate in a time period where he's still full, let's say for argument's sake, 72 minutes. But let's say, well, the case, wherever the shear may be, of being full, if he's still going to be full when he becomes a gadol, he should wait to bench until that point in time to avoid the suffix. That's on the halachic angle. Just one note on more machshavdic angle. We know Chazal tell us that the Malachim, the Umis Ha'ilim come to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and they say, it's Yitz Hashem Panav Elecha. Hashem should show favor, so we ask Hashem to bracha, Hashem instructs us to ask Him to show favoritism, Yitz Hashem Panav Elecha, not the normal route. Hashem tells us, Yitz Hashem Panav Elecha, He will show us favoritism above the normal, the way the normal judicial system would be set up. And they ask Kadosh Baruch Hu, how is it possible? How can you show favoritism? We know Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's in the Parsha, Yitz Panav Elecha, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is complete MS, there's no favoritism at all. Is incapable of favoritism. And Kadosh Baruch Hu responds by saying, I say by benching, only when you're full you have to go ahead and make a birch samazin. And Klai Yisrael goes and they bench. I mean, they're bundled, they add it on to bench, even on much less, even on a kazayas alone. You go ahead and eat a kazayas of bread, they bench. I shouldn't show them favoritism. And the answer is a bit strange. First of all, if you want to show level of Mesiras Nefesh at Klal Yisrael to earn favoritism, it's a pretty easy thing to bench on the Kazayas. The people who gave up their lives like Kiddush Hashem, that doesn't do the trick. People who bench on the Kazayas, that somehow does the trick, that earns favoritism. And Bechal, what's the answer? Why is that a good enough reason for Hashem to show favoritism? Just one, really a simple, I think a simple route here, how to go with this. I've seen it from the Dalderach on Shelter, a number of answers offered, but one simple route is everyone knows there's a system of law and order when you deal with friends. You show favoritism to one instead of another. A friend could ask you, my hi, why are you being nice to him? You're not nice to me, you're not nice to him. You know, there's a certain level of what you do for a friend and what you don't do for a friend. So if you do it for one and not for another, it raises the question, why are you showing favoritism? But everybody knows when it comes to a brother, you treat them differently. A brother's a whole different level, nobody has any questions. And the reason why is because family works on a different level. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, of all the things that Klal Yisrael does, you know, the halakhas, they have to keep a halakha here, they have to keep a halakha there. They can't bow down to a desire. If it means giving up your life, that's all law and order, that's all very simple and straightforward. So the times because Baruch, the Klal Yisrael shows, they demonstrate that we're not happy just to do the you know, exactly what we have to do, the bare minimum. The times we take it, you know, there's no risk of a chiyuv, no risk of an isser. We go and show we want to do more. It's not a question of doing the law, not of fulfilling the bare minimum. We show that we love the Kadosh Baruch Hu, we want to do more for Kadosh Baruch Hu. A great case of that is benching. We only have to thank Hashem for significant amounts. We go ahead and we say, Hashem, we want to thank you for every little bit. You give us the kazayas, we want to thank you. When we show, we don't work on the same level. We're working on a family level. We're working on a curve with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're much closer. Because Baruch Hu says, for me to show favoritism, Yitzha Shem Pana Bilecha, it's not a random favoritism. We work on a different level. We're on a family level. We're not on a random level. So this is one system for the whole world and one system for us. But if we go with Nimishur Sadin with Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's only natural because Baruch Hu should act with us with Nimishur Sadin as well.